What is going on, everyone? I'm your host, Kevin Munoz. This is the Leo Podcast, where we talk about various educational topics, especially those impacting the Latin American community. This is today's free episode. If you want early access to episodes and today's bonus episode, where we'll be talking about In the Heights and colorism, you can find that right now on our patreon.com/latinamericaneo. And if not, then enjoy this one. According to Pew Research, most view skin color as an important influence in their daily lives and say having a lighter skin color is an advantage for getting ahead today. But 80% see themselves as having lighter skin. Still, there are differences in views about the impact of skin color among Latinos, depending on how they describe their own skin color or if they've had a discrimination experience due to race or skin color in the past year. As many of us know, colorism has a deep history in Latin America, and in the United States, it recently gained more attention because of the backlash over the lack of dark-skinned Latino main characters in the film In the Heights. And, of course, the murder of George Floyd focused attention on Latinos' own anti-black racism. Join me on today's episode where we'll be talking about how skin color shapes our daily lives and how it affects many opportunities for Latinos in America. All this and much more coming up right now. Before getting into it all, it's important that we define colorism and how it's viewed in the Latin American community. Colorism is defined as the preferential treatment of those who are lighter skinned than those who are darker within a group of people. City College professor of Latin American and Latino studies, Iris Lopez, explains, "Latinos are very color conscious and use a color classification system which includes categories such as blanco, negro, trigueño, indio, jabao, moreno, mulata, etc. This is because Latinos don't identify with a race. Lopez says they tend to use labels tied to their hair type, skin color, and facial features instead. These labels have different meanings depending on what island or country that you're in because it can vary regionally. Lopez then adds that the concept of what category you fall under depends on the percentage of black blood an individual has. Lopez elaborates that the Latin American and Caribbean racial classification system is similar to the old racial classification system used by blacks in the United States and the West Indies. Now, it's important to acknowledge that if it weren't for race, colorism wouldn't even exist. Race is an illusion. It is not biological. It is a social construct. There is no gene or cluster of genes common to all blacks or all whites. Lopez explains that colorism may have developed because it is incorrect to say that people of color are racist because they are part of an oppressed group that, quote, if racism didn't exist in the Latino community, they would not be so color conscious and colorism would not exist, end quote. Lopez concludes, and that colorism is something that affects all Latinos. If you ask any of us, we all have a story. Some of us experience colorism at home, others experience it through different social settings. In fact, Pew Research Center conducted a national survey of 3,375 bilingual adult Latinos in March 2021. In this survey, a majority, or 62%, of Hispanic adults say that having a darker skin color hurts Hispanics' ability to get ahead in the United States today, at least a little. A similar 59% say having a lighter skin color helps Hispanics get ahead. And 57% say skin color shapes their daily life experiences a lot or some, with about half saying discrimination based on race or skin color is a very big problem in the United States today. In this same survey, it was found that Hispanics with darker skin are more likely to experience discrimination incidents than those with lighter skin. However, no matter their skin color, Latinos are experiencing discrimination. About one-third or 32% of Latinos with darker skin say someone told them to go back to their country. For example, as did 20% of those with lighter skin. Some 33% of Latinos with darker skin say someone criticized them for speaking Spanish in public. as did 22% of those with lighter skin. And 27% of Latinos with darker skin say they feared for their personal safety, while 20% of those with lighter skin say the same. You're listening to the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz. Support for today's episode comes from my Patreons. If you enjoy the show and are looking for bonus content and to further support the show, then head on over to patreon.com/LatinAmericanEo or visit my website, latinamericaneo.org, to join the growing Leo Podcast community. Because the learning doesn't stop with this episode. There's also some sick merch on my website, everything from shirts, coffee mugs, and tote bags. All info will be at the bottom in the show notes. Now let's get back to today's episode. Interestingly enough, Pew also provided other methods for Latinos to identify themselves. About 58% identified as white when asked about their race and identity in the way that the census did in its 2010 survey. When asked about how others would describe them if they passed them walking on the street, 70% of Latinos said most people would describe them as Hispanic. The percentage then dropped slightly with later generations and rose to 75% among foreign-born Latinos. Fewer than 2 in 10 Latinos said they'd been seen as white. When asked to describe their race or origin in an open-ended question, 28% said Hispanic, Latino, or Latinx, and a similar share. When it comes to talking about effects of skin color and getting ahead, while the majority of Latinos say skin color impacts Latinos' opportunity in the United States today, education and immigration status are viewed by more as having an impact on the ability to get ahead. 82% say having a college degree helps the ability of Hispanics to get ahead in the United States these days. And 78% say the same about living in the United States illegally, both of which are higher than the 59% saying a lighter skin color helps Hispanics get ahead in America, and the 62% saying a darker skin color hurts Hispanics. When it comes to how gender affects Hispanics' ability to get ahead in the United States today, about half of the Hispanics say being a man helps, while 21% say the same about being a woman. Roughly 1 in 3 say that being a Hispanic man or woman is neither an advantage or disadvantage in America today. Colorism is definitely a sensitive topic, but it's also important to have conversations about it with other Latinos. Even though we are all part of the same community, there's no denying that white or white-representing Latinos reap the benefits of white privilege. White privilege is a societal set of unearned benefits given to those who are white, but people of color have to work harder to achieve. Things like education, better jobs, and you know, you get the point. A study conducted by the National Institute of Statistics and Geography looked at Mexico to see if skin color still mattered and influenced the level of education and employment opportunities available to their citizens. Based on these surveys completed by Mexicans, it was found that skin color still determines how far people get ahead in Mexico and how they are perceived overall. Mexico is not the only place affected by this mentality. According to Stephanie Bennett, a Latina from Honduras, in some towns in Honduras, white people are coming in and investing to build businesses to only hire Spaniards that are also moving in from other countries to look for work in Honduras, end quote. Meanwhile, these towns have black Latino natives who are perfectly capable of doing work, but because of their skin color, investors prefer to hire Spaniards instead. So whether you agree with this survey or not, one thing is pretty evident, and that is that Latinos still have a long way to go, but we can all do our part in small ways to improve the situation, whether it's by educating others in our culture, proudly representing our heritage, or correcting those who have it wrong. That's all for today's episode on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you in the bonus episode where we'll be talking about In the Heights and colorism. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. And as always, feel free to send me a message with your thoughts or with any interesting topics that you'd like to see covered. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinaAmericaNail. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinaAmericaNail.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is not investment advice. I am not a qualified, licensed investment advisor. All information on here, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied, are for informational, entertainment, or educational purposes only and should not be construed as personal investment advice. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information found on this podcast, expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financial or otherwise.